Wilson has the story.
Vilsack detailed several priorities for agriculture in the president's budget request.
Clearly, we need to continue to look at ways in which we can focus on things like HPAI and some of the other challenges that are faced out in the countryside. I appreciate the opportunity to acquaint the committee with the challenges of our ARS facilities, particularly in Beltsville, the need for significant investment there, and the importance of containing and retaining the flexibility within the CCC in order to allow us to respond to situations that crop up from time to time. Most recent example, fertilizer. We're now in the process of funding at least 42 projects that are helping to tamp down the cost and increase in fertilizer.
Vilsack made a commitment to lawmakers regarding the CCC, or Commodity Credit Corporation, which is a government-owned and operated entity that was created to stabilize, support, and protect farm income and prices.
We will never, ever, ever drain the account for one thing, as has happened in the past, drain the account and force you to replenish it. We are very sensitive to the importance of maintaining some set of fiscal responsibility and the utilization of those tools.
Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm Sabrina Halverson.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
You're listening to the Talk of the Town, 97.7 FM and 1450 AM WAOV Vincennes and 97.3 FM WAOV Washington.
News. I'm Chris Foster. Attorneys at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York are questioning more potential jurors, needing just five more alternates now, with a jury of 12 and one alternate selected so far.
This is a rigged trial.
Trump on his way into court again, saying he should be out campaigning, not stuck there all day. Iran's government is signaling no retaliation for an Israeli strike inside Iran, launched in response to Iran strikes last weekend in retaliation for airstrikes killing Iranian military leaders in Syria.
According to our Fox military source, this was a very targeted and specific strike in the central region of Isfahan. The strike appeared to target a nearby Iranian airbase, but it clearly shows that Israel has the capabilities to hit the area and when it wants to.
Fox's Jeff Paul in Tel Aviv, Israel. Procedural votes expected this morning on a package of foreign military aid bills in the House, with vote on a final passage expected tomorrow. America's listening to Fox News.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
You go into your shower feeling... But as soon as you reach for the Irish Spring, your day immediately gets better. That crisp, fresh, unmistakable Irish Spring scent zings your brain and awakens your senses. So when you finally emerge from the shower, 37 minutes later, because you pay the water bill so you can stay in there as long as you want, you're ready to take on the day and smell great doing it. Irish Spring Body Wash and Bar Soap. Fresh, green, Irish. Shop now at Walmart.
From the WAOV News Center, I'm Tom Lee reporting. A strong thunderstorm in the Vincennes area last night left some power outages in its wake. As of earlier today, about 1,300 locations were without power. The biggest outages north of Washington Avenue to just north of State Road 67. Also near Hart and Upper Lemon Streets eastward to State Road 61, southeast of Tower Road, and about 40 residences in the Frichton area. Some power outages also reported in Pike and eastern Gibson County. Both Duke Energy and Wind Energy reported those outages. Service is being restored as the day goes on. Tomorrow's dedication day for a Russian T-34 tank donated to the Indiana Military Museum. The dedication will be in the museum annex starting at 11 tomorrow morning, with free admission to the annex area for the dedication. The tank donated to the museum after the closing of a similar military museum in Wisconsin. And the Utilities District of Western Indiana, REMC, and Mainstream Fiber Networks have entered a partnership. The utilities calling one of the largest fiber projects in the Electric Corporation service history. We've got more at WAOVAM.com. I'm Tom Lee.
When you want the truly original Bilbo's Pizza, call 812-882-2992. Bilbo's Pizzeria prepares all of the ingredients fresh every single day. Nothing is ever frozen. Get a hot, fresh pizza, strum, and breadsticks. Bilbo's Pizzeria, North 6th Street, Vincennes. Call 812-882-2992 for delivery and carryout.
The only truly genuine original Bilbo's Pizzeria.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. Becoming sunny today, a lot cooler, high near 61. Partly cloudy tonight, to low of 43. Sunny tomorrow, high of 59. Looking at Sunday, mostly sunny, high of 60, and then 66 on Monday. It's the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger, weekday mornings at 10 on WAOV.
Welcome back to the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger on 97.7 FM, 1450 AM, WAOV. Also at 97.3 FM, WAOV in Washington. Gary Bryant from NDOT, our guest this segment. Good morning.
Good morning. It is a morning this morning, isn't it?
It's a little rocky today.
And, yeah, a little rocky.
Mother Nature. You know, we had gorgeous days in the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you know.
That's how Mother Nature is telling you to get ready.
All right. Well, you know, we did have a storm and power outages. And You're probably saying, okay, Ed, what does this have to do with NDOT? Mm-hmm. Well, one of the big areas hit was 41.
Yeah. Yeah, it was. And I can attest, I live in that neck of the woods. Pretty decent wind over there. I thought my roof was going to come flying off, but there, you know, on US 41, northbound, southbound was actually closed for a decent amount last night. We had a semi overturned, some power lines down across the roadway. I don't believe it was anything that we were handling. I believe our friends with state police and local fire departments and whatnot were handling all of that. Some significant winds last night did some damage out there. Sounds like everybody okay and everything, but that was closed down for hours. According to my notifications that I have here on my phone, of course, I was without power all last night too. So, that didn't open up until, about 4:30, 5 o'clock or so. So it was closed down for a bit. I mean, good news is it was over the middle of the night. We weren't closing down 41 during the middle of the day and reroute traffic.
Right. But so, that night storms, though, you just don't know what – you can't see stuff. Vincennes Community Schools never opened up. They stayed closed for the day.
Yeah.
I mean, when you've got power outages at certain schools, There's no communication process. I mean, they had no choice. It's just one of those things that you just don't think about, but it does happen.
Yeah, and we tend to think about it. We always keep an eye on the weather. Of course, with us, you know, when it comes to severe weather, we don't have to worry too much. You know, the roads you typically do fine. You know, flooding, especially like 358 and some of those that we know are going to flood, right?
Oh.
We always keep an eye on those.
Is that road to Otwell?
I believe so.
Yeah, from Washington. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, it goes down and
Yeah, we've got a few of those in our area that we kind of have to keep an eye on. And I think even we just keep the barricades out there, especially this time of year. So we always know about that. And for our maintenance team, we're always ready when we get a big storm. But, you know, for example, like this, we didn't have any trees across our straight roads or anything like that. You know, we're always there to help the local community too. We've got all these big trucks. They tend to help out if there's a lot of tree removal. Luckily, you know, on my way in today, I don't think we have too much of that. So hopefully we won't need to be needed. But I know just a few weeks ago in Evansville, we actually got hit pretty good at our sub-district there. When they had, 20 tornadoes or something down there. It's something crazy. So, yeah, it's been an active year, hasn't it?
Yeah, it has. Well, coming into work extremely early this morning like I do, there were still branches down everywhere and stuff. It was a really a very active storm. But for me, I was just like out last night. So
I feel for everybody who may be listening to this on their phone or on their radio as they still don't have power. I feel for you. I was in the same boat last night. So hopefully we don't have too many more of these over the next few months or whatnot. But Okay. Yeah, we're always ready.
Okay. Well, I do want to touch base, and I'm kind of just recapping the the eclipse and the traffic and stuff. Mm-hmm. You get the Monday morning quarterbacks. Where was everybody at? Where was this? Well, you know what? There was nothing ever set in stone how many people were going to be here. We just planned for a lot of people.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, maybe we didn't get the crowds we expected, but neither did Bloomington. Neither did Evansville, you know, all up and down, because people were scattered. I mean, yeah. It was a scattered event. Traffic-wise, did you hear any problems? I didn't hear anything.
Oh, we actually did. So for our district down here, our real big problem was leaving and the twin bridges heading into Kentucky.
Okay, but I mean, in Knox County, you didn't hear anything.
No. I don't know if you remember me talking last time, but I was saying I hope that it all ends up being smooth and everything, and everybody pays attention. I'd like to think that that was the message. But
it was a message from Gary, folks.
Yeah, I'm hoping that everyone chose to leave late. And, driving to work the following day, I noticed a lot of campers in the area still. I think a lot of people, the people who did come, said, you know what, we're just going to stay that extra day. Why not?
Why not?
I hope that's the hope. I know we didn't really experience it here, but gosh, I was listening. So on that day, you know, they had us as part of some of the statewide chats and all that, and 65 was having some big issues, especially heading back to Chicago. I think we had cars doing U-turns in the middle of the highway because traffic was stopped up so bad. On the way in, it sounded like 65 going to Indy was pretty rough. So it seems like it really depended on where you were, where you were heading, where you were going. So I think we lucked out around here.
Do you think a lot of that traffic, though, was created due to these storms a couple weeks before? Because there were still some lanes that were, like, down to one lane. Mm. You know, there was. I mean, that's a tough area anyway, that bridge anyway.
Yeah.
At certain times.
And I think that's what came into effect. You know, that's when we were looking at this, it wasn't – it's twofold. We think of the traffic. A, you know, we're going to have a lot of traffic, but then also those squeeze points. Obviously, those bridges are squeeze points.
Oh, absolutely.
So that's what we were concerned about, is everyone trying to go to one area in, you know, two lanes of traffic, or one lane if you're kind of in the back roads. So, you know, considering that was our only real big issue, I think we did okay.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say. So we learn in just the next event. We just
I guess the next event in 2040 some. And that's not us. So.
No, we're not.
Unfortunately, we learned lessons, but I don't think any of us will get to use them because I think the next one's not till like 21 or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to be gone by then. So
well, I think it's,
I'm not too concerned.
There's one in 2045 down in Florida.
Yeah,
can you imagine what they're going to pay to go to Disney World? That right, goes right over Disney World.
I mean, I'll probably go. You know, I guess I'll use the lessons then. When I'm going, you know, to wherever it is,
but I'll need a cane at that time.
Yeah,
I'm here, or so.
Yeah, and by the time we get one through Indy or Indiana, I don't think any of us will be around.
Nah.
So, it was fun. You know, I hope everybody got a chance to enjoy it. I know I did, and I'm just glad that everything worked out. Mm-hmm. You know, I know there's again the Monday morning quarterbacks going,
sure,
where's all the traffic? And what? Well, we don't want the traffic, and that's why we've been saying, like, take your time and leave late and all that good stuff. So,
I mean, I just think when you start throwing out preliminary numbers, people jump on them. It's I thought the town did great. You know, had a great festival. We had everything going.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Okay, I mean, it was just, you know, we just didn't know. We just did not know. Unlike the Rendezvous, 25,000 we know every year comes in. When the World Series are here, whatever, we have our hotels full. We have a lot of people. This was an event we just don't know. Yeah. And they could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, and I, you know, just being a citizen of Knox County, it was just nice to see everybody come together, have a good time. You know, it was fun. You know, when the eclipse happened, you could hear everybody yelling and screaming and have a good time. You know, we don't get too much of that these days,
no.
You know, of everybody coming together and enjoying something. So, I mean, traffic wasn't great or was fine. That's the thing to celebrate. So
sure, sure.
I'm fine with it.
No, I am too. I am too. It's better than saying, oh, my gosh, we had such a problem. No.
Yeah.
I think about everybody who's working it. You know, I wanted it to be easy, and it was.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
All right. So I just wanted to get your
perspective
on it, and we'll move on. I'll tell you what, we're going to go ahead and take a break because we're going to talk some projects. Is that all right?
Sounds good.
All right. We'll have more of the Morning Chat after this on WAOV.
Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is available to all children in Knox County from birth through the age of 5. Register online at imaginationlibrary.com.
The best time of the year to get ready for the mowing season is now. This month, it's Alliance Tractor's Spring Parts Stock Up Sale. Save 15% off parts for lawn equipment and gators. Save 15% on select compact utility tractor attachments like canopies, quick hitches, load and go, and quick net. And save 15% off filters and home maintenance kits. Some conditions apply. See Alliance Tractor just south of Vincennes on Highway 41.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Now, how do we get 8 years out of when this all went down? We're now past the statute of limitations. The DA comes up with a convoluted legal theory about incorporating federal law to up what it would be in New York, a misdemeanor, into a felony. Only 35% of Americans believe that Donald Trump did anything illegal in this trial. I mean, it's just unbelievable. This is a threat. Bill Barr was right. This is a real threat to democracy. It really is. And Stephen A. Smith got it right. Said he believes Democrats want Trump convicted in the hush money trial to avoid facing him in an election. That's a disaster.
From sea to shining sea.
All right, winter's officially left the building, so why not spring forward and freshen up your home with new premium window treatments from our...
You can watch live and local high school sports worldwide on your mobile or connected devices with TOC Direct Media Sports Network's video streams powered by Old Chicago and Vincennes. Visit NewsKnoxCounty.com and click on our Sports Network banner. Access our live broadcast schedule as well as current live streams and archived broadcasts. So if you can't make the game in person, you can still watch it live on the TOC Direct Media Sports Network powered by Old Chicago and Vincennes.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. High of 61 today under sunny skies. Tonight partly cloudy, low near 43. Then sunny for tomorrow, a high near 59. 60 Sunday, 66 on Monday. This is your home for St. Louis Cardinal baseball all season long. Listen to the Cardinals right here on WAOV.
Back on the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger on WAOV. Gary Bryant from NDOT, our guest this segment. We're in April, which means we are getting set for what I call project months.
Yeah.
I mean, we got a lot of projects. We got a lot of construction. It's a time that we get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to ask you the million-dollar question. Are we putting the salt away and we moving on, or do we just still keep that within arm's length?
We always keep that at arm's length. You know, you see the big salt domes, and we always are ready, especially, you know, after what we had last night, right? We went from the 80s to what I was low 50s when I got up today.
Right.
I've seen snow in May.
I have too.
Yeah. So we're always ready, but yeah, for the most part, we have. So I'd be remiss to mention that this week was National Work Zone Awareness. Today is our last day. It always coincides with the beginning of construction season. So yeah, this week is kind of the kickoff, if you will. Always have to remind folks that, you know, we're going to have a lot more work zones popping up, especially if you're heading in the Evansville area. We've got a lot down there, and we'll have more down there in the coming months. So you'll always want to take a extra few moments, you know, if you got a doctor's appointment or you're heading to work or any of that, in the next few weeks, maybe give yourself a little extra time. Use 511IN.org also, where you can see all our projects, just to be ready for some of those, projects that we've got going on that are, whether they're closures or lane closures. I know we've got, just to get into it a little bit, we've got the one on State Road 61 that is getting going right now. And I'll tell you what, I was a victim of not abiding by my own words because I hadn't planned for it, and I got stuck waiting for some signs the other morning and was a little late to work. So trust me, I understand.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about safety zones. I don't go on social media a lot, but one of the dumbest things I read last year, and I mean it is dumb, it is stupid. I wanted to reply that, you know, what does it take to become an idiot? Because this what this person was. He was complaining that he got pulled over for speeding in a work zone, $1,200 fine. $1,200 fine. He was complaining. Didn't think that was right. He was only going 8 miles over the speed limit. Duh. It's a, I mean, $1,200, yeah. I thought you got away pretty cheap. But, I mean, he was complaining about the fine.
Yeah.
Police are not going to put a smile on their face and say, have a great day. They're going to be mad. They're going to be PO'd.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the thing. You know, I know $1,200 is a lot, but that's a lot better than the alternative. Oh. The fact that, you know, really blows my mind is 4 out of 5 fatalities in our work zones are not our workers. They are the drivers and passengers driving through. We get a lot of rear-end crashes that occur in work zones because people are not paying attention. Mm-hmm. They're not seeing the signs. They're not saying, hey, you know, this is dropping down to 45 mile an hour. So they don't pay attention. They run into somebody.
Yeah.
So that's why we really start this at this point in time, to let people know that, hey, these are coming up. You need to be paying attention for our workers. You know, I don't want to downplay that either. This is their office every day. This is where they work. They're trying to pay attention to fixing the road. They're, you know, and they may not be paying attention to what you're doing. So if you're not paying attention, if you're going through those orange barrels, it's not a good thing. So yeah, pay attention, don't drive distracted, and slow down. That's the important thing. Another fact I'll throw your way is, you know, it's only a minute difference if you are going 45 mile an hour as opposed to, or if you're doing the speed limit, or if you're doing like 75 through. Like it feels like you're flying through, and it's, you know, you're saving all this time, but you're really not.
Well, not only did he get a $1,200 fine, he lost 2 points on his license.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, this is not a joking matter, and I'm not trying to be funny. I mean, this guy was serious, and that's what really made me mad.
Yeah.
And come on, slow down. Just slow down. You know, watch what you're doing, because they're going to be popping up.
Yeah.
Wherever you go, on vacation, whether if you're going to work or just, let's say I'm going to make a mad dash down to Evansville. You know, you never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, and, you know, I understand. And I think we all understand that, you know, it's frustrating to get stuck in traffic or have to slow down. But that little bit of time that you slow down is going to save a life, save your life. If people are all paying attention in our work zones, that helps traffic just flow smoother so we don't get those backups. You know, if we all come together, we all drive correctly, safely, we all get home safe, and it's a better situation for everybody involved.
Okay, what are some of the projects we need to keep an eye on?
Oh, yeah. So we've got a couple here. As I mentioned, we've got State Road 61. I think that's going to be the real big one here in Knox County. So, you know, folks traveling between here and Monroe City, I'm sure they have noticed we've had some patching, some rough roads out there. You know, a lot of that was pre-work before we get to work on the actual pavement. So in the next few months, or in the next month or so, we're going to be paving that entire stretch. Basically, what you saw on the tri-level where we brought it down to the surface and repaved everything, that is what is going on between Vincennes and Monroe City. So I know a lot of folks have been concerned about the state of the road out there, that we had these big patches, but we wanted to make sure that we got everything done underneath the road surface before we put a new road surface on. So that'll be going on for the next few months. We'll be having rolling lane closures, so you'll have to deal with a flagger. So again, just like I said, make sure you give yourself enough time, especially on some of those intersections like you have there at Kimmel. Was a rough one the other day where, you know, you've got four different lanes of traffic that you got to deal with. So again, that'll be going on for the next couple months. So if you drive that way, it'll be a good result for you.
Okay. All right. What else?
All right. So, I think people down in Decker probably know about this next one. We've got, an emergency railroad, closure, basically, there at, 241, right as you get into Decker. We've got that closed for the moment. It actually will be reopening today. Seems like everything's on track to get going. Basically, just had to do some repairs to the crossing there. I know we say emergency, and it sounds really big and scary and everything. But
right.
Sometimes when we have our folks go out and inspect things, we see something that's, and it needs immediate attention. We put that emergency on there so that we can get it done, get out there, and get going. That's going to be wrapping up today. I know people will be excited about that. Moving on into Bicknell, that big road project is getting going. I'm sure everybody in Bicknell probably is aware of how that one's coming along. We've been kind of closing off side roads that go into State Road 67 as we work on that project. That one's still going well. We'll be reducing traffic through there, so if you're taking 67, driving through that area, again, give yourself extra time. We'll be on that project for a bit. That one's looking to be at the end of September is when that should be wrapping up. That's a pretty big project. We're putting down new asphalt, putting in sidewalks, putting in some new signals. It's going to be a big deal for them. I know. I've talked to the mayor over there a couple times. He's pretty excited about that project. I think everybody really is, to get some sidewalks along State Road 67, give people a good place to be able to walk as well. So, yeah, those really are the main big ones right now that we have in Knox County. Of course, I say use 511 if you see any signs popping up. You can click on the road, the area where we have a project coming up, and you can see exactly what's going on. So we'll probably have more projects popping up in the next month or so. We start a little late, it feels like, here in Knox County. It seems like everybody else kind of starts a little earlier, but Knox County, we kind of get going a little later, and we kind of get into June, I think, when we really start popping off a lot of the projects like pipe replacements and that kind of thing.
Right. And, you know, it's wet in April. So, you know, you probably lose some days if you count on April so much. So,
yeah. And, I'm not for sure. I'm sure that's part of it. And, you know, just the cold weather still kind of hopping in and out. It's interesting to me how every NDOT district does things a little different. And down here, we start a little later. It all works out pretty well.
Yeah. All right, so those are some of the projects. Again, safety zones will be popping up, and keep an eye on that. Put the cell phones away.
Yep. Buckle up, phones down. You know, that's our big new initiative, so make sure you're buckled up. Make sure your phone is